This is Akash Varney, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akash Varney today at 11 a.m. It will be the 121st episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akash Varney and Doordarshan network, AIR News website, the News on Air official mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, the DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akash Varney will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Union Home Ministry has handed over the investigation of the Pahalgam terror attack of the National Investigation Agency, the NIA. Sources said now the agency will formally probe the terror attack incident. Earlier, the NIA team has visited the terror attack site. The Haryana Chief Minister, Nayab Singh Saini, has introduced to give 50 lakh rupees and a government job to the family member of Navy Lieutenant late Vinay Narwal, a resident of Karnal, who was killed by the terrorist at Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. The Chief Minister said that the government job will be given to any of the family members as per the wish of the parents of Lieutenant Vinay Narwal. The Delhi government has extended the deadline for the Pakistani nationals whose visa has been suspended after the Pahalgam terror attack from 26 April to the 29th of this month. The Delhi Home Minister Ashish Sood appealed to all the citizens to help identify Pakistani nationals overstaying in the national capital and inform the nearest police station immediately. The Delhi government said, in pursuance of the decision of the centre to suspend the visa services to the Pakistani nationals, all existing visas issued to Pakistani nationals stands revoked with this immediate effect. In Jharkhand, in a major crackdown by the anti-terrorist squad at the terrorist network linked to the banned organization of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria and Hizb-ut-Tahrir, four suspected people, including the couple, have been detained from Wasipur area of Dhanbad area. Four sleeper cell chambers of Hizb-ut-Tahrir have been arrested after the raids at the various places in the same area. The National Testing Agency, the NTA, has launched a dedication platform to report all the suspicious claims regarding the NEET UG 2025 examination. The NTA advised the candidates not to be misled by the unscrupulous elements who indulge in a malpractice and try to deceive the candidates with the false claims. The agency has also requested candidates to report such misleading information and the perspirants indulging in the spreading of this on the official website of NTA until 5 p.m. on the 4th of next month. In Iran, the death toll from the devastating explosion that rocked in the spoiling of Shahid Rajshri Report near Bandar Abbas has risen to the 14, with over 750 others injured. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has expressed his sorrow and sympathy for the victims and issued an order to investigate the causes of the incident. Shuttlers P.V. Sindhu and Lakshya Sen will lead India's challenge at the Sudirman Cup tournament in Xiamen, China, starting today. Sindhu, ranked number 18 in the world in women's singles, will captain the team alongside Anupama Upadhyay. In the men's single lineup, Lakshya Sen, also ranked at number 18, will team up with H.S. Pranoy. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders and Punjab Kings shared the points after the crucial match was abandoned due to the rain and thunderstorm at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Batting first, Punjab scored 201 for 4 in 20 overs, and chasing the target, Kolkata was 7 for no loss in 1 over when rain stopped play. In today's fixtures, Mumbai Indians will face Lucknow Super Giants in Mumbai at 3:30 p.m, while Delhi Capitals take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Delhi at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.